Cats podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats podcast. I am your host, Stacey LeBaron, and today I am doing another book review show. It will just be me today, and I would like to share with you some books that I have read and would like to review. Some of the books are just plain fun, and some are more thought-provoking and interesting. These opinions are mine alone and not the views of any specific organization. But first, I have a couple of announcements. As always, I want to thank everyone for their support, and don't forget to put those reviews up on iTunes and share the show with others. If you would like to get more involved with promoting the show, we are looking for Community Cats ambassadors. We're looking for people and organizations that will share information about the CCP with other groups and individuals in their state. As an ambassador, we will send you a tip sheet and a box full of CCP swag that you can share. We will keep in touch with you regularly and help you spread the word. We are looking to cover every state, if possible. I also want to make sure that you aren't being shy out there. I'm doing this show for you, to help you. I want to know what you need to make your job easier. Let me help you. Feel free to email me at Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, at communitycatspodcast.com, or comment on our Facebook page or our Twitter account. Okay, on to the show. I'm going to review four books today. The first book is Shop Cats of New York by Tamar Arslanian and photography by Andrew Martilla. This has got to be one of the most beautiful cat books that I have seen. I just love the thought of shop cats and their role. Tamar profiles 36 different shop cats around New York City. Many of the job titles for these cats are supervisor, buyer, HR specialists, queen or king, the usurper, diva, her majesty, and a blood donor cat. Each cat photo is beautifully laid out with some wonderful, easy-to-read stories about these cats. Many of these cats have been at their shops for quite a few years and are getting older. I'd be interested to see if in 5 years' time, as these kitties pass on, if the stores adopt a new cat or don't. But all in all, this is a beautiful coffee table book and a great read. Next time I'm in New York City, I'm going to definitely check out a few of these kitties. The second book that I'd like to talk about is Alley Cat Rescue's Guide to Managing Community Cats. And this is by Louise Holton. This is a very handy, easy-to-read handbook on how to best advocate and manage your free-roaming cat colony. This book is perfect for anyone starting a new group or a new TNR initiative in their community. Louise shares her best practices around TNR management, adoptions, behavior, and even touches upon the cats and predation issue. She leaves us with the thought that humans are pests. So in that mindset, I'm going to turn to the third book that I read for this show, and it's called Cat Wars by Peter Mara and Chris Santella. Well, what a read this book was. When Cat Wars first came out last fall, I believe, I remember seeing so many comments about how off the mark this book was. So at that point in time, I decided not to pick it up as I felt I was quite biased being in the group of cat lovers that I am. I tried to go into reading Cat Wars with an open mind when I picked it up a week or so ago. And I would ask any TNR advocate to do the same if you decide to read it. As I read the book, I could see where the authors were coming from at times. At other times, I would be like, oh, no, they're so off the mark, I don't get it. But the case studies that they referenced were from areas where there were high concentrations of numbers of free-roaming cats, areas or times when TNR wasn't even happening, and high concentrations of vulnerable bird populations. Well, that is a recipe for species confrontation. There were many quotes that made me feel very concerned because it would appear that they were attacking TNR. But there were a few quotes that gave me hope. And I thought, wow, I could possibly be on board with that. So here are a few that stood out to me with my comments afterwards. One quote, And I know that these quotes are somewhat taken out of context to a certain degree, but yet they definitely did stand out to me, so I thought it was important to read them and share them with you. Do these estimates allow us to say with certainty that cat mortality at continental scales is additive or compensatory for bird population? No, they do not. So what they're saying here is it's very hard to determine the number of free-roaming cats and to determine the impact that they have on bird populations is even harder to determine in non-isolated areas. And this is an area where we need much more research. So they really are admitting that some of their conclusions may not be thoroughly accurate and that there is definitely more room for research and for study. If you like the Community Cats podcast and would like to help promote Community Cats in your state, then we need you. We're looking for a couple of people from each state to be Community Cats ambassadors. What do you get by being an ambassador? You'll be mailed a promo kit of items to use to help promote the show at any event that you attend in your state. If you don't attend many events, hey, that's okay too. Do you have a network of people that love Community Cats? You can help with emailing groups in your state to let them know about the CCP and offer them the benefit of Community Cat swag. The more we can spread the word about the show, the more we can do to help cats across the country. Please email Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, at communitycatspodcast.com if you'd like to represent your state. Thank you. Are you swamped with miscellaneous papers and notebooks with details about the cats in your colonies? It's hard to keep track of all the details. Do you get a headache whenever your TNR coordinator asks you for paperwork that they need for their program? CatStats is the ultimate TNR program management tool that will reduce your stress. Set up your own online cat colony database and track colonies and caretakers in your service area. Mapping and automated requests for help are also featured. Designed by Neighborhood Cats, CatStats is available at no cost to animal welfare organizations. CatStats has an easy-to-use interface, and all of the information is protected and private. We want to help you spend less time on paperwork and more time helping cats. Check out this free tool at catstats.org, CatStats.org, brought to you by Neighborhood Cats. So another quote that I pulled out was from a study that they referenced. It says, from Nutter's study, one can conclude that TNR can work to reduce colony populations, but only if nearly 100% sterilization rates are achieved and that there is little or no immigration into the colony. This is great. This was a quote I was so excited to read about. I have always talked about the desire to have us always strive to reach the goal of 100% sterilization, where we may not be at that level in many of our communities. The community that I worked in Newburyport, I believe, has come as close as you can to 100% sterilization. And we are home to the piping plover. We have a large Audubon facility in our community. We have quite a few plover wardens who monitor the birds. And I think that we have a great marriage of a cat-loving community as well as the bird community. So this line, this quote really resonated with me because I think that as a community cats organization, we should always have the goal of 100% sterilization in the communities that we're working at. We may not be at that level today, but I think that we should always aspire to reach and attain that goal and work to find whatever resources we need in order to reach that level. I would say the answer to this quote is yes, you know, we can replicate our successes around the world, and that's what we should strive to do. Another quote is that free-ranging cats are not harbingers of the apocalypse. They will not radically change life as most of us know it in the United States, as climate change and habitat destruction do. So here's another comment that I read with hope with regards to cats. The authors are clearly stating that there are other factors that are much greater and bigger than the cats alone. Yes, it's important for us to reduce cat overpopulation. It's important for us to work on reducing the number of cats that are out there. It's also important to educate and communicate the benefits of our owned cats to spending more time indoors. but yet they also are free to admit that there are other greater and larger factors affecting the bird population out there. However, this book was titled Cat Wars, so therefore they needed to focus in a much greater detail on cats. So as many of you know, I tend to be an optimist. I truly think that we can find some common ground. Reading this book was not terribly painful for me. I could see their perspective on some issues, and I could disagree with them on some other issues. But I do think that it is important to get everybody in the room together and to work to discuss the situation around and really work to reduce our cat overpopulation numbers and understand that bird populations are going to be affected by more situations other than just cats. It's not just about the cats. I'm a bird lover as well as a cat lover, and I do think we can end up sharing our resources towards a similar goal. The times that I've had conversations with other folks, especially around the piping plover, at the end of the day, we've walked out of that room and we've all been in agreement as to what our next steps would be. So the last book that I'd like to touch upon is called Platform by Michael Hyatt. Now, this book is not a cat book, but I think it's an essential book for anyone who is managing social media for an organization or just even social media about their own cat colony. And I think it's really important for us to understand social media and marketing and how we are responsible in communicating our stories, our mission out to folks, either our supporters or just the folks that tune in to follow the work that we do. Michael Hyatt is really known as a leader in this area. Your social media platform, which can cover Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, you name it, you can pretty much have it. He does recommend that you focus on only one or two platforms and really, really get strong in that area and build a following in those specific areas. So, you know, in many cases, I would say Facebook is that for this population or for folks. I think there's a lot of cat organizations on Facebook, but then again, there's also a lot of action on Instagram. So if you're great with photography, but not so great with writing, maybe photography and Instagram is the place to go. But really focus on your area, focus on what you say, focus on your language. The book Cat Wars that I was talking about earlier has brought out, in many cases, some not so good language that's out there. A lot of emotion, a lot of passion. Some of it's okay. Some of it's fine. It's good to have your thoughts and ideas out there, but it's also, we need to be careful. We need to think about the words that we use. Michael Hyatt really helps you think about that and helps you focus your social media strategy and to help with building content, working with the media, and being able to have a good, solid structure for your organization and even for yourself going ahead. It's not a super exciting book. It is a very easy read, but it's not about cats. But I do think it is still important. We need technology. We use social media so much that we definitely need as much help as we can get in that area. So today's show is a little bit on the shorter side, but I want to thank you all, as usual, for listening in to this show, as well as to all the other shows. If you have any books that you would like to recommend that I review on the show, as always, feel free to send those suggestions to me at Stacy, Stacy, at thecommunitycatspodcast.com. And I hope you all have a great day and take care, and we'll catch you at the next show.
Thank you for listening to the Community Cats Podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes, leave a review of the show. It will help spread the word to help more community cats.